I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here over in South Africa. It's getting down to the pointy end, and we did say goodbye to another couple of people last night. Luke Jacobs was one of them, and when we just spoke to him off air, he said he had a mouthful of panna cotta. Is that still the case, Luke?
I thought I had like 40 seconds and it was only 15. So, yes, I've just had another mouthful of panna cotta. Thank you very much.
How good?
I cannot believe how sweet that tasted.
How good does it taste? Yeah, I was going to say after that time in the jungle.
Oh, my God. Do you know what? You could literally put a fly on a toast and it would be a little bit more flavoursome than the stuff that we've been eating. It's been horrible. Honestly, I almost licked the condensation off the window before because it just looked tastier than what we've been eating. It's been a really wonderful experience.
Is the panna cotta the first thing that's gone in your mouth since being eliminated?
No, look, I'll be very, very honest with you. I had some M&Ms, I had my fiancé's tongue, and I also had a little bit of beef jerky. So, but it wasn't at the same time. But, yeah, it's been a wonderful day.
How good would panna cotta on the end of your missus' tongue be, Luke?
You'll have to call me back tomorrow for the answer.
I don't know, I think I'd prefer the beef jerky on the tongue.
Oh, right,
mate. Sounds delicious.
That sounds wrong.
What came first out of the beef jerky and the tongue, just out of interest?
So, yeah, both. pretty good.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, God. Now, Luke, how was your time in there? Because we've spoken to a lot of contestants and they all said it's been pretty grueling. They never want to see a bowl of rice and beans ever again. Are you feeling much the same?
I don't know whether it was shown that much. I had an absolute ball. I think, the rice and beans, it served a purpose. We ate when we needed to eat. It wasn't the most delicious food, but, you know, we had a huge crew that were organising the most fun activities for us every day. We got to swim in a waterfall and, you know, sleep under the stars every night. It was amazing. I used to go camping as a kid, so I would normally pay to go and do the things that we did. And now I actually got to go and do it and have all these people do all these amazing things for me. So it was actually an amazing holiday.
Amazing.
On that, do the crew ever eat in front of you? Like, are they just munching on some Hungry Jacks or something while they're filming you and you're just
to be
sitting
honest,
there starving?
We actually don't. Yeah, no, we're starving the whole time. We don't, we're not allowed to interact with anyone. So when when we leave camp to go to a trial, they put us in a blindfold. We hold the person in front of us's shoulders and then we walk a path. And then we get there, and then all of a sudden we're with Chris and Julia. So we're not allowed to interact with anyone from the outside world. You know, if we do battery changes for our microphones, we walk out, we change it, we walk back in. So they only want us to immerse ourselves with the people they're in there with. But every now and then you might smell a bit of cologne or, you know, sometimes you might smell a bit of burger on someone's breath, but that's about it.
Do you ever try and tempt them, just like crack gags and wait for them to crack?
Are you joking? Yeah, have you seen the people with like the English sergeants at the castle? Like, you know, they're not allowed to smile. Yeah, of course you do. And every now and then you give them a tickle and they sort of slap your hand away and you're like, okay, did I go too far then? Like, what's going on? But one time I had the blindfold on, but I could see one of the producers had some mints in his pocket and he didn't realise, but I took three of them and he had no idea. So, you get very, very sneaky.
Hey, Luke, does it hurt a little bit that you're so close yet so far to the grand finale, which is Sunday, or are you happy with your time in the jungle?
I'm thrilled with my time in the jungle, but obviously, you know, being so close to the end, it's obviously going to suck, but I'm glad I didn't miss out by 2 or 3 weeks. You know, like if I kind of went out first and then watched everyone else do all the things that, you know, that I could have done, but I'm not missing out on a great deal. I'm missing out on, you know, just a few hours, you know, maybe a trial or two, you know. So it's not as bad as what it could have been. And I had a fantastic time. I did all of the things that I was petrified of doing. The only thing I didn't do was eat a spider. That's what my nephew wanted me to do. So maybe we'll have to try and find something like that in a Coles or a Woolies in Australia. But I'll see how I go.
I'm sure we can rustle up one for you in the Goulburn Valley. We've got plenty around.
So many.
Yeah, no. Again, this was not a suggestion box.
And I was about to be on the phone to your publicist, sorting it out. Get to Shep. I got a huntsman waiting for you.
Hey, Luke Jacobs. Angie.
I'll stick to the panna cotta, please.
With spiders in it. Hey, Luke, we've got Angie Kent coming on the show a little bit later. She was obviously eliminated last night as well. You got some goss on her for us that we can ask her and bring up in the interview?
Do you know what? It's funny because she has some of the best facial expressions that I've ever actually seen. And her dancing methods are beyond extraordinary. But I think maybe she might have been the source of the tinea going around the camp. So maybe ask. I don't think she was, but she might have been. And I think that no one really knows who it was. So ask her if she brought the tinea in, because as far as everyone else is concerned, no one had it before she did.
Oh, it's made it all the way to the GB, because I've got that at the moment as well, weirdly.
I'll leave the tinea question
to you. Isn't it crazy? You know, like it started off with like a voice phone call, then you could FaceTime. Now we can tinea swap. It's just ridiculous what technology can do.
This chat has gone from panna cotta to tinea. What an interview, Luke Jacobs. We love you.
It has come full circle, that's for sure.
Brilliant. Sweet. Let's bring it on. Thanks very much. And I hope everyone else is enjoying their cream on toast this morning. That's great.
All right. Well, we will let you take some more bites of your panna cotta. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Have a great morning.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. Miss something or want to hear it again?
Get the catch up at hits.com.au or download the Hit app.